John, I hope that didn't offend you at all.
No offense. Lady Gaga's got some good hits.
John Nixon is the Michigan State Budget Director and Director of the DTMB. Before we start chatting about several topics, John, just curious, when I found out I was going to be talking with you, I wonder who handles the budget issues in your house?
You know what? It's a joint effort between my wife and I. Certainly, you know, I get some of my budgeting expertise through my wife, but we do. It's on a much smaller scale, obviously, but we do have good discussions about our budget.
Well, I got to tell you, I respect your intelligence on this because my wife handles everything, and I just kind of look it over. But a household isn't easy, and to think about a state and everything that's involved with that, I wondered how is the challenge been what you thought it was? You got everything from your perspective under control as opposed to when you first took office?
You know, we're certainly out of crisis management, and we've solved our long-term structural deficit that we've had that's plagued the state, and we've started to reform our liabilities. We're putting money into the rainy day fund now. So we think things are going well. We do anticipate an uptick in our revenues here when the conference meets on Friday. So things are going well. We're certainly not, you know, out of the woods yet. But, you know, there's still some risks out there, but we think that we're much better positioned to deal with our challenges now that we've had a year to put things into place.
John, I think a lot of us forget about long-term and the debt that's coming, and you mentioned the word crisis, and by that I think you want us to get a handle on what we're going to have to pay out in the future.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, the first step was to address the immediate problem, but, you know, within the last year, you know, just recently passed our post-retirement health care reform legislation, you know, and that was legislation that's probably the least understood, but probably has the greatest significance on the taxpayers of Michigan. We basically reduced our unfunded post-retirement health care liability by $5 billion. We dropped it by a third with legislature just passed, and we're starting to fund those benefits. You know, there's been a lot of benefits that have been promised to state employees that just haven't been funded. And so now we're starting to fund those to make sure that they're there when they retire. And we're certainly saying, you know, going forward for our new employees, we can't afford the same, you know, suite of benefits that we've had. But, you know, we haven't left them out in the cold either. We've come up with a pretty good win-win situation that we think is indicative of a new Michigan.
How do you and Andy Dillon work together? Andy Dillon, of course, is the treasurer for the state, and by I don't mean the relationship, but how does the treasurer and the budget director try to manage all this together?
You know, Andy and I have a great relationship. In fact, Andy was one of the first people I met when they brought me out to interview with people for the job. I think the world of Andy, and you know, he's basically on the the treasury side, bringing the money in, flowing the money out. He is responsible for the pension fund. You know, I'm more on the budget side, the spending priority side. You know, it's a real cohesive relationship that we have, and I think it's a key relationship. You have right now in the state, you know, a governor who's a CPA. He's only the third governor in the history of the country to be a CPA. I'm a CPA as a budget director, and Andy's got an accounting degree, and so, you know, there's a lot of financial expertise, you know, in some key positions. And so as we sit down to talk about our long-term liabilities and our balance sheet, you know, the people may not think that's too important, but, you know, those are good financial principles that we think are key, and we want to make sure that we're on a solid foundation.
When you first took the job, I had asked you about your salary, and I want to ask you about it again, but from a personal nature. You took a lot of hits from folks about what you were making because some thought it was a too great amount. Did that personally bother you?
No, you know, I know that my salary would, you know, they are paying me a lot of money. But certainly I relocated across the country, and I had a big job to do. We came up with something that we thought was appropriate, given the circumstances. And I think we've accomplished a lot, and I think we've done a lot of things. You talk about the billions of dollars worth of reforms and restructurings that we're doing. We certainly think that, you know, we're making good headway.
With the meetings on Friday, we're going to find out more specifically how much money we have, and it believes there's going to be a surplus. Tell us what's going to take place on Friday.
You know, the basically our economists are meeting now. It's a very we try to make the revenue estimates a technical process. We don't want it, you know, the political or the budgetary impacts to enter into those discussions. And so at this point, we have our technical economists within the Treasury Department of Treasury and the two fiscal agencies meeting, talking through the different estimates and assumptions. Those will be presented to the group on Friday, and we'll certainly ratify their recommendations or make adjustments. We'll come up with a consensus revenue projection. We do anticipate that we will have a bit additional revenue. Certainly, I think it's a little it appears that it's a little bit less than we thought it might be a couple of months ago. You know, these revenues bounce all over the place, and you know, it's kind of difficult. If you were to ask yourself to predict how much money you would have in the bank, you know, a year from now, you know, within 1 or 2%, that might be kind of difficult, you know, unless a lot of us would say it'd be zero. But, you know, our economists are trying to do that, you know, with billions of dollars. And so it's kind of difficult to predict and project the future. But we do anticipate that there will be growth in revenues, and that is a great thing because it's been the first time in nearly a decade that we've had actual growth in our revenues.
We've got two more questions for John Nixon. John, what's your take on Detroit? What will be your role there and as they try to figure out where they stand fiscally?
You know, certainly Detroit, you know one of the areas that we're concerned about are our local governments. You know, we want to make sure that we can help them from the standpoint that the state can help them. You know, we do have a review team in there now. I think there were some, you know, I heard some reports this morning. I'm not too intimately involved in the review. I do have a representative who's working through the review. They're just getting started, but certainly the issue, the first desire would be to work with the city to help overcome some of the challenges. You know, and these are things, again, that you know, these local governments are faced with the same thing that we're faced with at the state level. You know, as far as our legacy costs and these costs that are very difficult to the system. So much the same way that we've addressed our issues over the last year, a lot of these local governments are going to have to do the same.
The governor issued an executive order, which is 2011-1, which enhances customer service by promoting state and local government technology innovation. Now, the funding was called for and approved by as part of the current fiscal year budget. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is a pretty innovative approach. This is something that we're quite excited about. You know, we know that government set up, we're not going to be able to keep up with the increasing demands on state services with the increases in revenues. We need to get smarter about how we deliver our services and how we interact with the public. And so what we did is we created an IT innovation fund because we know a lot of times IT there, you know, we know that within the bowels of the state system and the local systems, there are these small IT projects that if they just had $100,000 or $200,000, they could streamline a process or automate a process and become much more efficient and provide long-term savings, but the way that budgets are created in governments, those small projects will never stand up against the growth in Medicaid and the growth in, you know, our different mandatory programs. And so the concept behind here is to set aside some money. It's $2.5 million that we put in there this year to basically say we're going to have a mechanism where projects can come together if there are shared services type projects with the state and the locals or different state agencies or different groups. We will fund kind of almost like a venture capital type loan that will say, okay, we'll give you the money to enhance those services or to blend those projects to garner efficiencies, and we'll have it paid back through those efficiencies that are realized. And so we think it's an opportunity to create a new funding mechanism to really help drive efficiencies and operational effectiveness within the state and local system, within the government system as a whole.
Well, John Nixon is the Michigan State Budget Director. John, I know you're busy. Appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. My pleasure.